fragile as the flower. I'm easily moved to tears, not because I've grown sentimental over the course of time, but rather because that's the way I was made. I used to wonder if I was the reason my father showed disdain for anything soft, be it a baby's bottom or a butterfly, a geranium petal, or a genuine display of affection. Of course, such thoughts no longer belong to me, having come to accept the terms of my own philosophy, including how some of us deny the fragility of the human condition.